Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，早上好。
It's indeed good to hear what God has been doing.
我们非常高兴在这里看主所做的工作。
Our God is a living and an active God.
我们的主是一个活的、新鲜的那个主。
He is a loving and a forgiving God.
他也是一个充满着爱、怜悯的神。
Before we get into God's word, let us go to the Lord in prayer.
在我们讲主的话语之前，我们大家一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for every one of these brothers and sisters before us.
我们天父感谢你给我们带来今天的美。这些弟兄姊妹由你的宝血来洗净。
Whose sins are completely forgiven.
他们的罪被完全赦免。
And will never be held against them.
罪也不再辖制他们。
We thank you for this such great salvation.
我们感谢你为了这个大的拯救。
And ask, Lord, as we come into your word, that you would be instructing us.
当我们来听你的话语的时候，你会给我们更多的教训。
Holy Spirit, reveal your truth to us.
你的圣灵也会来向我们显现真理。
Plant it deep within our hearts.
在我们心目当中种植下来。
That it may grow a harvest for eternity.
让我们能够成长，最后结出果实。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告耶稣基督的名。
Amen. We are looking at Matthew chapter 28.
我们今天呢来查考马太福音第二十八章。
We've been looking at this actually throughout the combined services. For this whole year so far.
我们呢这张圣经这一部分呢我们已经讨论了在联合聚会中已经讨论过三次。
After Jesus does the mighty work of the cross and bearing our sins on his body,
当耶稣在十字架上做了伟大的工作他的尸体被埋了以后
he rises again from the grave.
他在坟墓中又活过来。
And he ascends to heaven to prepare a place for us.
他呢去了那个天堂。
But he does not leave us directionless.
但呢他并没有给我们留没有他给我们留下了一些指导。
He tells us what we are to be doing until we see him again.
他告诉我们在我们见他之前我们要做些什么。
And Matthew 28 verse 18 are his final words to us.
马太福音二十八章第十八节到二十节是他给我们最后的话语。
Then Jesus came to them and said, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
耶稣进前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉圣子父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
And teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.
凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
And in previous months, we've looked at the fact that there are four main verbs in this passage.
在过去我们谈到在这段圣经里面呢，有四个动词。
The main one is the command.
最那个重要这个动词呢是一个命令
And Jesus' command is to make disciples of all the nations
耶稣这里的命令是使万民做我的门徒
Take this glorious and joyful news about a Savior about Jesus Christ to everyone
把那个耶稣基督是我们的救主带来的喜乐和拯救带给所有的人
Telling them there is no other name under heaven by which men may be saved
告诉他们在这世上没有其他的名只有他的名才能够拯救你
That's what we're supposed to be about
这就是我们所应该做的
And there are three other helping verbs
还有三个那个帮助的那个动词
And last time we talked about baptizing
上一次呢我们谈到了那个施洗
That in baptism we are claiming ourselves for Christ
在施洗当中呢我们把自己洗洁净为了耶稣洗洁净
We are publicly putting away our old life
我们公开地宣称和我们过去的生活决裂
And declaring now we are the children of God
宣称我们现在是那个主神的儿女
And in baptism, we are also joining to church.
通过施洗呢，我们也进入了教会。
Christ's body.
进入了耶稣基督的身体。
Christ's beloved.
基督的爱。
And it is here that we grow and mature.
在这里呢，我们一同成长成熟。
Today I want to look at the next word.
接下来呢，我们讲那个第二个动词。
Which is in verse 20.
就是那个二十节。
Which is teaching.
就是教训他们。
We baptize and we teach.
我们施洗他们，教训他们。
Now in the Chinese church, we are very good at teaching.
在我们华人教会呢，对教训的工作呢做得很好。
I grew up in the Chinese church, and we were always very serious about the word.
我呢生长在一个华人的教会，在这个教会里面呢，我们对于教训呢是非常重视、着重的。
And even when I came to CT at first, Brother Moy always told me, make sure you go deep into the Word.
我来到正主教会呢，梅迪兄一直告诫我，一定要再深入一点，再深入一点。
And that's a good thing to do.
真的是一个非常好的要做的。
In Acts chapter 2, Luke records this.
在那个使徒行传第二章，那个路德讲到，路加讲到。
He describes the early church.
他呢描述早期的这个教会。
And in Acts chapter 2 verse 42, he writes this.
在使徒行传第二章四十二节，他讲到。
They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer.
都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接，擘饼祈祷。
Now Jesus' words hadn't been written down yet for everyone to read.
当时呢，耶稣的话语呢还没有被记录下来，使他们能够阅读。
So they received all the teachings of Jesus directly from the apostles' mouth.
所以当时他们直接从那些那个使徒的呢，直接的那个接受那个耶稣的教训。
So it says this early church devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching.
所以想到那个早期的教会呢，恒心遵守使徒的教训。
Devoted themselves doesn't mean they just listen to it every once in a while.
所以恒心的并不是说他们只是一时听一下。
When there's something you're devoted to, you devote your whole being to it.
如果你是那个恒心的话，就说明你全身心的投入。
When you devote yourself to a hobby, you think about it all day.
如果你对于某些全身心的投入某种爱好的话，你会每天都想着它。
You read up upon it.
你阅读它。
You study it.
你学习。
You devote yourself wholeheartedly to.
所以你全心全意地进入它。
So the early church devoted themselves to Jesus' teaching.
所以早期的教会呢，恒心遵守那个教训，耶稣的教训。
When they met together, they talked about what Jesus talked about.
他们会面的时候，他们就讨论谈论耶稣基督所谈论的。
When they were alone, they thought about Jesus' teaching.
当他们单独在的时候呢，就独自单独地思考耶稣的教训。
They put all their energies into understanding Jesus' teaching.
他们所有的精力能量都放入了理解耶稣基督的教训。
They devoted themselves to Jesus' teaching.
他们恒心遵守耶稣基督的教训。
Because they know it's important.
因为他们知道这是非常重要的。
Jesus says, teach them.
耶稣说呢，教训他们。
So they taught.
所以他们教导他们。
Colossians 1:28.
哥罗西书第一章二十八节。
Paul writes this.
保罗这么写道。
We proclaim him, that is Christ, admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom, so that we may present everyone perfect in Christ.
我们传扬他，用诸般的智慧劝诫个人，教导个人，要把个人在基督里完完全全地引到神的面前。
Paul's speaking to the fact that he doesn't just want converts.
所以呢，这里呢，那个耶稣讲啊，那个保罗讲的，他们并不讲到一些并不是希望有一些仅仅是信。
We don't just want people to sign a piece of paper or to pray a prayer.
也不是说大家就在那个签一个文件，那个祷告。
Paul says his priority, his goal is to present everyone perfect to Christ.
保的那个着重点是要去把个人在基督里完完全全地引到神的面前。
And that word perfect means complete or mature.
所谓的完全完全部的。
not just coming to Christ,
并不仅仅是来到基督面前,
but becoming mature in Christ,
而且要变在基督面前变为成熟成长。
I mentioned earlier that a preacher George Murray said that converts grow old in the Lord.
就像我刚才讲的那个，刚才那个 George 谈到那一点，就是仅仅是信徒呢，信徒会变老。
But disciples grow up.
而使徒呢，会往上建造。
And that's what God wants to do. He wants us to grow up.
神呢，需要我们能够成长建造起来。
To mature.
变成成熟。
What parent doesn't want their kid to grow up?
所有的父母都希望他们的孩子能够那个成长。
I for one am waiting for my kids to get out of diapers.
我希望我的孩子马上就不用那个尿布。
Because diapers are expensive.
因为那个尿布太贵了。
Hurry up and mature, grow up.
所以我希望的孩子快快成长。
Teach.
所以教训、教导。
And grow.
成长。
How do we do this?
我们怎么做呢？
Well, we're doing it right now.
我们现在应该怎么做呢？
Just as the early church devoted themselves to the teaching, we also can devote ourselves to Jesus' teaching.
就像早期的教会恒心遵守那个基督的教训，我们现在作为教会也可以恒心遵守基督的教训。
In fact, it's much easier for us to do it than they did.
而我们现在能做呢，比他们当时呢要更容易。
It's all written down.
因为所有这些话语都已经写下来了。
Anytime we want, we just open it up.
一旦我们需要，我们只要把它打开，圣经就可以。
And we can read what Jesus wrote.
我们就可以直接读耶稣基督写下的耶稣基督的话语。
We can see it all anytime we want.
任何时间你需要，你都可以看。
It's in our hands. It's on our phones.
所以随手在你的手边，随手在你的那个手机里。
We can even listen to it like our sister does.
就像我们刚才那个姊妹分享，你甚至可以听。
We can devote ourselves to Jesus' teaching.
我们可以全心恒心地遵守基督的那个教训。
Take advantage of all the opportunities to learn.
所以要利用所有这些机会来学习。
Sermons, Sunday schools.
那个主日的信息，那个主日学。
Fellowships.
团契。
Whatever opportunities you see, just jump on them.
不管任何教会任何机会来了，你都可以抓住这个机会。
They're there to help you grow.
这些能够帮助你成长。
But if we say, okay, we're teaching, now our job is done.
如果我们仅仅是说我们只要做教训教导，我们的工作就完成了。
We're missing a big part of what Jesus has told us to do.
我们还是失去了一个耶稣基督给我们一个重要的部分。
Let's look back in Matthew. What does it say?
我们再回到那个马太福音。
Jesus does not say, and teach them everything I have commanded you.
耶稣基督这里并不仅仅是说，凡我吩咐你们都教他们遵守。
That's missing a little detail.
这里呢，那个丧失了一个重要的细节。
But that little detail is actually the focus of what Jesus' command is.
这个细节呢，是那个耶稣基督给我们的那个使命当中一个非常重要的。
Jesus says, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you.
耶稣基督说，凡我吩咐你们都教训他们遵守。
Teach them to obey.
So, 教训他们，教导他们遵守。
Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount says this.
耶稣基督在那登山宝训上也讲到。
Not everyone who calls me Lord, Lord will enter into the kingdom of God, but only he who does the will of my Father.
凡称呼我主啊、主啊的人，不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
James says it like this.
就像这么所讲的那个。
Faith without works is dead.
所以呢，没有行动的话语呢是死的，信心是死的。
Jesus in this word teach is his purpose is not our head knowledge.
所以耶稣基督所讲的那个教导教训并不仅仅是给我们头脑中的知识。
Yes, he wants us to be filled with the knowledge of him.
当然他希望我们能够充满他的那个知识。
But that's not where it ends.
但并不是那个最终的目的。
We're to be filled with the knowledge of him to do something.
我们要充满他的知识去做一点行动。
And that is to obey.
也就是说去遵守。
Why is this so important?
为什么这个非常重要呢？
Because knowledge in of itself is incomplete.
因为知识本身是不完全的。
Firstly, that our actions reinforce our beliefs.
首先呢，因为我们的行动呢，能够才增强我们的那个信心信仰。
Many of us have or want to make our kids take music lessons.
因为很多我们家长都希望我们的孩子呢，那个去学音乐。
And many of us who are children have been forced to take many, many lessons.
或者很多的孩子呢，被家长那个强迫的去学很多那个音乐。
But of course, it's never enough just to go to lessons.
但呢，并不仅仅去学音乐课就够了。
When the kids get home, what do they have to do?
那个孩子回到家，他们还要做什么呢？
They gotta practice.
因为他们还要练习。
It doesn't matter whether you read every single book about playing the piano.
不管你读了多少书来告诉你怎么去那个弹钢琴。
You could watch all the videos about how to play piano.
你可以看所有的那个视频怎么去弹钢琴。
You could study it day and night.
你可以整日整夜的学。
But if you never sit in front of a piano, you are not a pianist.
但如果你永远不坐在钢琴面前练习，你永远就不能弹钢琴。
You don't know how to play the piano.
你不知道怎么去弹钢琴。
There needs to be action.
所以呢，需要有行动。
Not just head knowledge.
并不仅仅是那个头脑中的知识。
Let me read really quick. I don't have that much time, but there's a quote from a book by C.S. Lewis.
那 C.S. Lewis 呢写过一本书，我呢来读一下其中的一些引言。
And he wrote this book called The Screwtape Letters.
这本书呢英文叫 Screwtape Letter， 中文有时候把它翻译叫地狱来鸿。
The book's premise is that it's a collection of letters from demons.
这呢是一个他描述一个魔鬼的给世间写信的一个书信集。
So the as you read through the book, it's a collection of letters from a superior devil to a young devil.
这个书呢是这个书信集呢是一个大鬼写给小鬼的。
And the master devil is trying to teach the young devil how to lead humanity astray.
那个大鬼呢就写信给这个小鬼，教他怎么把人类呢引到引入歧途。
How to prevent God's work from taking root in people's lives.
怎么呢？那个防止那个神的话语呢那个在人的心中扎根。
And this is what the senior devil says.
这呢是一个大鬼呢也讲了几句话。
The great thing is to prevent his doing anything.
这最重要的就是不要让他付诸行动。
As long as he does not convert into action, it does not matter how much he thinks about his new repentance.
只要他不付诸于行动，不管他的悔改多么深刻，都无关紧要。
Let the little brute wallow in it.
让那个小子呢去自己沉浸在里面。
Let him, if he has any bent that way, write a book about it. That is often an excellent way of sterilizing the seed which the enemy plants in a human soul.
如果他想做什么，就让他写本书就可以。这是一个非常好的办法，能够抵制那个魔鬼放在人心灵魂里的种下的种子。
Let him do anything but act.
他做什么都可以，就是不要付诸行动。
No amount of piety and his imagination and affections will harm us if he can keep out of his will.
只要他不行动，无论他的脑海情绪当中有多么的虔诚，都不会对我们有丝毫的伤害。
As one of the humans has said, active habits are strengthened by repetition, but passive ones are weakened.
就像那个人们经常谈论的，反复操作可以增强那个积极的习惯，会削弱消极的习惯。
The more often he feels about acting, the less he will be able to ever act, and in the long run, the less he will be able to feel.
哪怕他多想，只要他不行动，他的那个行动的能力就会减弱。从长期来说，他甚至思考的能力也会逐渐的减弱。
How does Satan steal away the word of God from our hearts?
那个魔鬼怎么把那个神的话语从人的心目当中那个偷走呢？
He tells us, "Oh, that's great things to know."
他告诉我们这是非常好的，你应该知道。
Now let's just sleep on it.
但呢，就是睡在上面就可以了。
If we never turn into action, it will never become real.
如果你不付诸于行动，它永远不会成为真实的。
So our actions reinforce our beliefs.
所以呢，行动才会那个增强我们的信心信仰。
But also our beliefs are reflected in our actions.
而且我们的信仰呢，是在我们的行动当中体现反映出来。
Someone should be able to look at your life and And they'll be able to tell you what you really believe in.
人们在观察你生活的时候呢，就会能够知道你到底真正的相信什么。
It's like laying your life out in front of a judge.
就像把你的生活展现在所有人在人家来那个论断你、判断你。
What are the evidences available?
你所有的那个证据在哪里
？And what conclusions can we make?
我们能够得出什么样的结论？
I was reading one church bulletin somewhere, and they had one of these inserts.
我看那个耶稣的一个不那个一个教会的一个简报。
And one of these inserts had a little article about missions around the world.
那个里讲到那个世界各地的那个宣教。
And this little article was talking about some sisters in the Middle East who had been in prison for being Christians.
今天讲到有一位姊妹呢，在中东，因为她是基督徒呢，被下到监牢里。
And it was a very happy article because they were released.
哎，这个那个文章的结尾是好的，因为最后呢被那个释放。
But unfortunately, the way they worded the title gave me the wrong impression.
但是呢，这个文章的标题呢，给我留下了一个错误的印象。
The article title read, "Two sisters found innocent of being Christians."
在这个文章谈到，就是两个姊妹呢，被那个判为无辜，不会因为是基督徒成为被无辜。
I hope none of us are ever.Proved innocent of being Christians.
啊，我希望我们所有人都不要是因为我们是基督徒就能被证明是无辜的。
If someone looks at our life, they should be able to tell, yes, that person is a Christian.
如果人家看我们的生活，就应该说明说这个人就应该是基督徒。
Look at how he or she acts.
看看他怎么行为行
动。Look at how they talk.
他们怎么谈话。
Look at how they treat other people.
他们之间互相之间对其他人怎么样？
That person is 100% guilty of being a Christian.
这个人呢，就100%呢是那个有罪成为基督徒。
Will people be able to say that about us?
是不是从我们周遭的人也会这么讲我们呢？
If someone carried around a video camera and taped you all day,
是不是有人扛着摄像机对你的每天的行动的都那个摄录下来？
What conclusion would people be able to come to?
他们最后 会对你得出什么样的结论呢？
Our actions reflect what we truly believe.
因为我们的行动反映了我们真实信仰。
Obedience is very important also because of the love of God.
顺服呢也非常重要，因为我们在神的爱里。
Not only is knowledge incomplete without obedience, it also shows the love of God.
因为没有行动的知识是不完全的，它也无法展示我们对神的爱。
Let's turn over to John chapter 15.
我们来看那个约翰福音第十五章。
John chapter 15, verse.
约翰福音第十五章
Verse 10
第十节
Jesus says, If you obey my commands, you will remain in it. You will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love.
你们若遵守我的命令，就藏在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，藏在他的爱里。
God the Father is pleased with obedience.
如果我们顺服我们的父神就会喜乐
Jesus says, I pleased my father because I obeyed him
我顺服我的那个父神他就喜乐
Now if you want to remain in my love, obey me
所以你如果要藏在我的爱里就遵守我的命令
Now I admit, I never understood this passage until two life events happened
我对这个经节没有很好的认识，一直到有生活当中发生了两件事情。
First is I got married.
第一呢，是我结婚了。
And when you get married, you make vows to your spouse.
当你结婚的时候呢，你对你的配偶呢做出了这个婚礼的承诺誓言。
And after you get married, you're expected to keep those vows.
所以你结婚以后，你要那个遵守这个誓言。
To obey them.
要顺服遵守这样。
Now I don't go through my day thinking, oh, what would be the consequences if I disobey?
你会想到，如果你不遵守的话，这个结果是什么
？I obey those vows because I love my wife.
我遵守这些誓言，因为我爱我的妻子。
And I know to disobey means I'm breaking my marriage vows.
如果我不遵守的话，那就我没有，我就破坏了我婚礼的那个会婚礼的誓言。
I'm cheating on my wife.
所以呢，我等于是那个欺骗我的爱人。
The next event happened was I had kids.
第二件事呢，就是我有孩子。
And if anyone can teach anyone about disobedience, it's kids.
谁都可以教训说那个你的孩子是多么的那不顺服。
We take walks on the road sometimes, and because there's no sidewalk, we have to walk in the road.
因为我们有时候在外面散步呢，因为我们那边没有那个人行道，我们只能在那个马路的边缘那个散步。
And when my oldest daughter was little, she would walk in the middle of the road.
当我的大女儿那个小时候呢，她会那个跑到那个路的中间去。
And I say, "Come over here. There's cars coming."
我跟她说，快走近过，走过来，因为那边有那个汽车会开过来。
And she would just stand in the middle of the road and look at me funny.
因为他就站在马路中间，很那个滑稽的看着我。
I said, "I'm your father."
我跟他说呢，我是你的父亲。
Listen to me.
听我的话。
Don't you know I want the best for you?
你知道我是为你好。
This car is coming.
因为这个汽车开过来了。
You're in danger.
你在危险之中。
Doesn't me being your father and taking care of you mean anything?
就成为一个父亲来照顾你，是意味着很大的这个责任。
God is looking at us the same way.
神呢也看着我们，同样的看着我们。
Do you love me?
他爱我们。
Then obey me.
所以呢，我们也要顺服。
And when we disobey, hear God's voice.
我们不顺服的时候呢，神的那个声音就会响起。
My child,
我的孩子。
Don't you love me?
你难道不爱我吗
？Don't you know I love you?
你难道不知道我爱你吗
？Listen to your father.
来倾听你的父神。
I care for you.
我关注你。
I love you.
我爱你。
I want the best for you.
我希望你得到最好的。你要顺服我。
Let me close with just one verse from the hymn "Trust and Obey."
我呢最后来就从那个诗歌本那个信而顺从这个里边的一句歌词。
But we never can prove the delights of His love.
但我们不能领会他的爱何等的美。
Until all on the altar we lay.
若我不放弃，放弃一切于祭坛。
For the favor he shows and the joy he bestows.
因他所给诗歌，因他所赐喜乐。
Offer them who will trust and obey.
乃是为这信而顺从者。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word.
我们天父，我们感谢你给我们的话语。
We thank you for recording down the words of Jesus.
我们感谢你把耶稣基督的话那个记录下来。
For our good and for our growth.
为了我们的那个良善，为了我们的成长。
Pointing forth the way to salvation and also pointing the way to maturity.
给我们指向那个得到救赎和成长的这个道路方向。
For those of us who have been washed in your blood and forgiven.
我们所以这用你的宝血被洗净的人。
We pray, Lord, that you would build us up.
我们祷告主，你能我们能有建造我们。
We pray, Holy Spirit, that you would be revealing yourself in your word.
我们祷告，圣灵会展现在我们面前，把你的话语交给我们。
Teach us, Lord.
教训教导我们。
Teach us that we may be mature.
教导我们，使我们能够成长成熟。
But Lord, with all that knowledge, Lord, also teach us to obey.
为我们所有得到的知识教导我们要遵守顺服
that we may show that we are your children
能够我们展现我们是你的儿女
and that you are our heavenly father
你是我们的天父
knowing that as we walk the walk of obedience
当我们在顺服当中行走的时候
we are walking the Christian life
我们也在我们也行走成为一个基督徒的生活
And we pray this in Jesus' name.
我们以耶稣基督宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.